Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
There is a movement now to bring masks back everywhere. For those that are one vax shot, two vax shots, three vax shots, triple, quadruple vax, whatever you want it to be. And they are asking now for mandates. Mandates. Mandates that they believe are important. Mandates that they believe will somehow save your life. Joe Rogan, who is the top podcaster in the country, he said he figured it out. He's figured out the mass of the Democratic Party, why they do it. Take a listen.
Masks are like the Democrats' MAGA hat.
And we do it to make each other feel better.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, that makes sense to me, that you wear it because it makes people feel comfortable. And I know it's illogical, and I'm fine wearing it if it relaxes people and it makes them feel better. But if people want to actually argue that they do something, it just doesn't make sense, man. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's their MAGA hat. If there is anything that's been said during the debates over masking, this may be the perfect summary of it. It makes you feel better, right? Oh, you've got your mask on. Oh, you respect me. And this all goes back to what they keep describing as an issue of respect. You know, I need you to respect me. I need you to understand me. I need you to, you know, to respect and not try to kill me, you know, right? And so please wear your mask. And it is, for them, it's their MAGA hat. Like, this is how you decide how good of a liberal you are. Do you wear a mask? Yes. Oh, you're like top tier. You're almost royalty at that point. You're a senior leader of liberalism. If you'll just hurry up and put on that mask. Because when you do it, we know you're one of us. We know you're trying to comply, right? We know that you are not trying to kill me. Now, as we see more and more and more and more people who are ready to give up everything all over again because of Omicron, and Omicron, the reality of Omicron from what we have seen is pretty clear. Omicron is not going to kill you, more than likely. Omicron is not as deadly as the Delta variant. That's extremely clear. Omicron is something where, yes, you can get sick, but people are now just going to the extremes. And despite evidence, even the CDC, even the CDC's director, Walensky, refused to call Omicron mild in an interview with Bret Baier yesterday on Fox News Channel. And you have to ask yourself this question. Why would you not celebrate something that is mild? Why would you not do that? If there is good news with Omicron, you would assume that that good news you'd want to give to the people, unless you're trying to use Omicron for power and control, to be tyrants and dictators. That's what you would. Otherwise, you would come out and say, look, I want people to understand this. This is good news. Right. This is the good news is this thing is not near as bad. Right. It's not near as bad as what we thought it was going to be. Take a listen to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, refusing to describe Omicron variant of COVID-19 as mild because it is about power. That is what this is. It is 100%. We have power over these same people mandating mask mandates. These are the same people that are mandating that you get vaccinated to even work in your own business. That's who these people are. That's what they stand for. They stand for you not having the rights to do anything you want. Walensky took questions from Fox News host Bret Baier and his viewers about Omicron, right? You could write in. Listen.
Like, we have a lot of concern about cases, and that's to be expected. But we keep hearing that it's very, very mild symptoms. So I'd like to just see a little more of that addressed, and how concerned should we be? Thanks.
And this is about the severity. Nick has a similar question on Twitter. Why are we still focused on cases rather than case to hospitalization ratio? All I read from Omicron is it's not severe. Same kind of question.
Yeah, really important questions. We still, more and more studies continue to come in every single day about the severity of Omicron, and we continue to learn more. We also know with an increased number of cases, we are going to have some people who have severe disease. And so we are watching both the severity as well as the number of cases. We do need to still keep track of cases because they are a leading indicator. We know that our hospitals get full several weeks after our cases start to rise. So we need to keep a good line of sight on both. And let me just reiterate, what we do know about this virus, about this variant specifically, is that if you are vaccinated and if you are boosted, you have a much lower rate of ending up as a severe case or ending up as a fatality.
Okay, but just to be clear, you have one fatality that's listed as Omicron. Is that still true? And what about hospitalizations tied to Omicron? Do you have a sense of that?
Yeah, really important question. So certainly my heart go out to the family of this case, this fatality that we learned of yesterday in Texas, and we are still learning more about that case. What I can tell you right now is the vast majority of people who are in the hospital right now are unvaccinated. And so we are learning, there still continue to be people who are in the hospital from our Delta surge, of course, and we are following what the severity and what is happening with the Omicron variant as well. What I can also tell you, in countries that have had a surge before us, we're in close touch with them. They are starting to report less severity, and we are, you know, looking at how we can apply the lessons that they have learned, the science that they have learned on the backdrop that they have, and how it may be applied here in the United States.
So let's be clear. You still need to be freaking out, even though there's only been one death related to this, and we don't even know what that death actually did. Okay, that's number one, right? Number one is that. Number two, okay, number two, if I'm going through this correctly, we don't even know all the issues around this death, but apparently that doesn't matter, they're saying, right? Like, that doesn't even matter, because we're going to scare you no matter what. We're going to scare you. We're going to freak you out. We're going to make it where you lose your mind. And we will not tell you that this is somehow better than we thought, or better than we were afraid it was going to be a lot worse than it really is, the side effects or the effects of Omicron. So we will not give you that. And they want us to trust them. This is why no one trusts them. If you want to do a case study, go to the CDC, sit down with Fauci, sit down with all these people, Burke and all the rest of them, go, you want to know when you lost America? This is when you lost America. Every time you guys did this is when you lost America.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't legends. Either when we were watching
yeah,
this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were
yeah.
to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. It is clear that Americans no longer trust not just the leaders when it comes to honesty and integrity with COVID, but they don't trust any longer those that are not supposed to be political leaders, those who are supposed to be the scientists that are supposed to do everything with COVID. They're supposed to be non-political, which is exactly why Joe Rogan said masks are like the Democrats' MAGA hat. It's not based in science. It's a new way to give them a hug when they're insecure about maybe you're walking around killing everybody with Omicron.
Masks are like the Democrats' MAGA.
And we do it to make each other feel better.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, that makes sense to me. that you wear it because it makes people feel comfortable. And I know it's illogical, and I'm fine wearing it if it relaxes people and it makes them feel better. But if people want to actually argue that they do something, it just doesn't make any sense, man. It doesn't make any sense.
I couldn't agree with him more at this point, right? Does it really make any sense? You know, Dr. Fauci went on New Day on CNN putting out propaganda. And as they're begging you to get vaccinated and then telling you we're going to change the definition of vaccinated to being fully boosted. And if and the definition of fully boosted is, I guess, every 6 months you got to get a booster. He has now said that they are looking at reducing the number of recommended days in isolation for fully vaccinated if you get COVID. So we're going to change the number of days that you have to be isolated for a period for a fully vaccinated person, and that number is going to be different from someone that has COVID that is unvaccinated. It almost sounds like they're trying to bribe you to go get vaccinated, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like, hey, if we're going to let you not be locked up as long if you get it, if you're vaccinated? I have no idea if this is based in any type of science at all. I want to make that clear. I don't know. But I don't trust it now because it doesn't seem to be following science. How is it that if I get COVID and my significant other gets COVID and I'm vaccinated and she's not vaccinated, or I'm fully vax boosted, she's not, that if we both get the same time, my isolation period is not as long as her isolation period because I'm fully vaxxed and she's almost fully vaxxed? It doesn't make any sense scientifically. Now, I understand the scare the world and everybody will run and go get your jab mentality, right? CDC, Omicron variant now dominant in the U.S., causing 73% of new cases. That's the headline. But we're going to reward you. Here's a candy cane if you do what we tell you to do. When you get it, you will only be locked up for 6 days, 7 days, I guess. I don't know. But the other people, they'll be locked up for 14 or 12 or 11. What is the number anymore? Doesn't seem to be based in science, does it?
The former president over the weekend, for the first time, revealed that he got the booster shot. Listen to this.
Both the president and I are vaxxed. And did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it, too. Okay, so...
No. That's all. There's a very tiny group over there.
Again, what's your reaction to hearing that? What kind of a difference does it make now? What kind of a difference would it have made if he'd been out there preaching the benefits of the booster all along?
Well, I would have liked...
I absolutely love this. They're going to say it would have made a difference if Donald Trump would have walked out there and told everybody he was boosted. Let me explain to you why Donald Trump didn't go out there and tell everybody he was boosted. The reason why is because he's not one that's going to mandate things on people. He's the guy that came up with a vaccine. Remember, people on the left said they wouldn't take the Trump vaccine. And then Joe Biden took the vaccine while Donald Trump was still the president. He used it as a political football. The entire left used it as a political football. Donald Trump's killing you. Too many people are dying. Even though now, since there's been a vaccine, more people have died under Biden's watch than died in the last year of Trump's presidency when there was no vaccine. Where's that story? I mean, if anybody had a, quote, secret weapon, it was Joe Biden. Donald Trump didn't have it. You could argue it cost him the election. COVID cost Donald Trump the election. He was going to sail to a re-election, and it was going to be easy. And then COVID happened, and then everybody started freaking out, and the left said, Donald Trump's not doing enough. You're going to die because of Donald Trump's lack of leadership. Then he said, I'm working on this vaccine. We're going to do something that should take years, and we're going to do it in months. And then people said, don't trust him. Don't trust the science. Don't trust what he's doing. You don't trust the Trump vaccine. Now those same scumbags at CNN are saying, why didn't the president, former president Donald Trump, come out earlier and say that he got boosted? He could have saved more lives. I mean, you can't make up this script. Back to Fauci, listen.
Persons, particularly former President Trump, who has a large number of followings, to have benefited from what he said. But you noted, John, in the background, they were booing him. which just doesn't make any sense at all.
Yes, let's attack Trump supporters now, because that's exactly what Dr. Fauci, a non-political person, should be doing to try to convince people to get vaccinated. He is a walking contradiction. I would argue that Dr. Fauci is more polarizing than Donald Trump has ever been in his entire political life. Dr. Fauci is hated by many, not respected by many, and a guy that clearly is hardcore political. The proof of it is the response he's just giving now attacking Donald Trump. You know, it doesn't make any sense that people in the audience were booing. And even Trump silenced them, right? No. Don't do that. You notice that when he said that. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's what he just said. Don't do that. Don't go all woke in that way, please. Okay? Don't do that. Don't do it. No. Please don't do it. That's what he just said. Don't do it. Was it a small group? Yes. Did Donald Trump say that and it was important the way he said it? Yes, he was being honest. He wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. We should respect that. Right? We should respect that he was telling the truth. We should respect the idea that he's telling the truth. Well, he should have done more. Really? That's how this works now. He should have done more? He should have done more. And it doesn't make sense that people were booing that decision. This is when people turn off Fauci. If Fauci truly cared about public, the public being protected from COVID, the public getting a vaccine, he would know right now that there is absolutely no way that he is helping when it comes to public health anymore. He's not, okay? He's not helping. I want to make that very, 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 very clear. He's not helping. He is polarizing, more polarizing than Trump. He's the worst person to be the face of COVID and trying to get vaccinated. He is the worst person for this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We
didn't either when we were watching this.
That's
the
thing. That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
Right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer.
or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Now, if you think Dr. Fauci is actually going to stop fear-mongering you or dividing us as a country, you're living in la-la land. Fauci also went on MSNBC today telling unvaccinated family members to show up at Christmas gatherings. Yeah. The NIAI director, Anthony Fauci, said on MSNBC's The Beat that considering the highly contagious Omicron variant of coronavirus and how it's rapidly spreading through the United States of America, you need to cancel Christmas with unvaccinated family members. They should be asked to not attend Christmas gatherings.
A lot of questions people have in light of this new variant, in light of the fact that we are going into the holidays, we're going to try to get through as many of them as possible. The one that I think is top of mind for most is how dangerous is Omicron if you are triple vaxxed, meaning you were vaxxed and boosted?
Well, certainly you have a considerable degree of protection. We know now from studies that have already been done with more to come that if you are vaccinated without a boost, you have a diminution in the protection to Omicron when you talk about, for example, the level of antibodies. But that is very nicely reconstituted with a boost. So you can feel reasonably comfortable that all of the things being equal, that you would not get seriously ill if you get infected. There will be breakthrough infection. This is an extraordinary virus.
But if you just get triple vaxxed, it's going to be a lot easier on you. So trust me, because I've never before
being transmitted from person to person, but with a double vaccination of an mRNA followed by a boost, the protection against serious disease is considerable. So that is good news. It's bad news that we're dealing with such an extraordinary virus and its ability to essentially surge through the country the way it's doing right now. You know, there's 73% of the isolates are now Omicron, where just a week and a half ago, there was just literally a few percent. This is a very, very transmissible virus. But vaccine with booster is a very important tool in the armamentarium against this.
And for people who do not have the vaccine?
Well, they're going to be very vulnerable. That's the reason why I worry so much about people who, at this point, refuse to get vaccinated. When you're dealing with any SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 virus, it's a problem. When you're dealing with one that spreads so rapidly and you are unvaccinated, the virus is going to find you. And I know there are going to be a lot of people who may get minimal symptomatology, but there are a lot of people that are going to get seriously ill if you are unvaccinated. And that's the reason why, despite the recalcitrance on the part of so many people to get vaccinated, we continue to encourage them, particularly in this new variant, to please get vaccinated. And if you are vaccinated, make sure you get your booster in time.
Dr. Fauci, you know very well there are people right now deciding whether or not they're going to get on planes so they can be with their families for the holidays. What should go into that calculus? What's your advice?
Well, certainly any kind of travel increases the risk. If you are careful and prudent and the travel that you are about to do, you feel is important, necessary travel, like seeing a member of the family that you've not seen for a long time. If you are vaccinated and boosted, and the people that you are visiting are vaccinated and boosted, you can get on a plane and travel so long as you're very prudent when you're at the airport of wearing a mask. Remember, there's nothing that is completely risk-free, but by being vaccinated, by being boosted, and by being prudent in mask wearing, you dramatically diminish the risk of getting infected and certainly of getting a severe illness.
another sensitive question. Let's say you're boosted. You have an elderly or immunocompromised relative, also vaccinated, also boosted. Is it safe for you to be with them?
Well, what I would do under that circumstance, I would probably go the extra mile to be sure that you're not bringing an asymptomatic infection into the house. And I would get tested a day or so before you actually get in with that vulnerable person. That's something that isn't necessary, as it were. But when you have a very special circumstance, like someone who is immune compromised, you want to go the extra mile. And I would recommend that you get a test to show that not only are you vaccinated, not only are you boosted, but you know as of yesterday or today that you're not infected.
I love this, right? You need to go that extra mile. So I'm not going to fearmonger you, but I'm going to fearmonger you for the next 7 minutes. I'm not going to tell you that you're trying to kill grandma, but I'm going to tell you you're trying to kill grandma. I'm going to tell you that this thing is really, really bad, and I won't tell you that if you do get it, the good news is the survivability rate looks good, because that will be mean that you're less likely to get vaccinated. So I need you to be afraid. I need you to be very afraid. I need you to be losing your mind. That's what I need you to do. That's the only way that things are going to get better for you, is if I fearmonger and terrify you and freak you out. I can't be honest with you that Omicron is, yes, extremely contagious, and I'm not disputing that. But is it as deadly as Delta? Based on any data that we have so far, it's not even anywhere close. Things will look a lot better than anybody wants to admit in this administration, because they need you to be afraid. Now, should you show up for Christmas? No, not if you're unvaccinated. Go that extra mile, wear that mask, meet outside, get that swab at the door.
I don't need to tell you those rapid tests have become increasingly difficult to access. People calling up their pharmacies, not able to get them. Here in New York City, lines 2 hours long. How then do you make the decision if that test isn't readily available?
Well, then again, it really is a question of your own personal ability or not to assume a risk. Different people have different risk aversions. If you are really very risk averse and you feel you want to get that extra mile to get the test and you can't get it, you may have to make the tough decision not to expose yourself to that person. Other people feel, you know, vaccinated, boosted, the other person is vaccinated and boosted, I haven't seen them in a long time, I'm going to make a decision to see them. But again, if you possibly can get a test, that would be really very helpful. There are a lot of individual decisions about the risk you're willing to take. The only thing that we as public health officials and physicians and scientists is to give you, to the best of our ability, the data that we have about the risk.
That's not true. You're the one that's been mocking Donald Trump in the last 24 hours. That's not based on data. You're saying that he could have saved some more lives if he would have come out earlier and said he was boosted. That has nothing to do with data. You're saying you don't understand why people in the audience were booing when he said he got boosted, because you want to silence anybody else that has a different opinion, saying that that's dumb. That has nothing to do with data. You can't have it both ways. You can't say I'm a data guy only and then immediately go just kidding and go the opposite of that. It doesn't work. And this idea that, oh, you're just a data person, this is all just data, we're just doing data. No, it's not just data. You're political as it gets. Okay? You are hardcore political. You hate people that are unvaccinated. It makes you angry. It makes you frustrated. Right? You become very mad. You become very angry. You become, you know, you mock people. You scare people. Then you tell them they're going to die. Then you're asked basic questions, just like Lewinsky was asked, you know, with the CDC, hey, you know, look, are you going to at least be honest about the fact that, you know, this isn't as deadly as we thought it was going to be? Can't do that. I can't tell you that. I'm not going to tell you that this is, despite the evidence, that Omicron is milder, and explain that that's certainly good news. In other words, I mean, you can have good and bad news. You can tell the truth. And if you do, then people will trust you. And if you keep not telling the truth, they will never listen to anything you say. Well, Lewinsky could have said, look, the great news is the Omicron variant doesn't seem to be as deadly based on the data we have right now. Unfortunately, it's highly contagious. You can say both at the same time. and let the adults in America decide what they want to do, what's best for them. That is the problem with these people. They don't want you to be able to decide. They want to dictate to you no matter what. My point is, don't, no matter what, do what's right for you, do what's right for your family. But people in this country are not going to start trusting Fauci, and they're not going to start trusting Biden because of them cracking down on us. It's only going to make us distrust them. And when their logic doesn't make any sense, and when they go political, attacking Donald Trump supporters the way they did, Fauci did, there is no way that people are going to, at that moment, at that one moment in time, that they're going to say, oh, now I trust you. They're not going to trust you. Okay, they're just not. And they should understand that. And the longer they keep trying to isolate us and divide us, it's not going to make more people get vaccinated. It's not going to make more people want to comply. I hope every one of you will share this podcast, hit that forward button. Please write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It makes a massive, massive difference in the charts and where we rank, and more people find the show if you write a 5-star review. Please hit that share button and share this on your social media, on Twitter or Facebook. Send it to your friends in a text message, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.